DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Charlotte Chelsenpil in Bonn. Egypt's capital Cairo is bracing for rival demonstrations on Tuesday. Both supporters of President Mohamed Morsi and the opposition have said they'll take to the streets. The opposition wants to block a referendum on a draft constitution due on Saturday. More violence is feared in the wake of last week's deadly clashes. Seven people were killed and hundreds injured as protesters took to the streets to demonstrate against the draft constitution and a now annulled decree, which gave the president sweeping new powers. In anticipation of further clashes, Morsi has given the army the power to arrest civilians. Mali's prime minister has reportedly been arrested by soldiers who helped lead a recent coup. A spokesman for the military said Prime Minister Diarra was taken while trying to leave the country. Other intelligence sources have said he was arrested at his home under the orders of Captain Amadou Sanogo, who led the March rebellion which ousted the country's president. Despite having officially handed power back to a civilian government earlier this year, the soldiers remain a powerful force in Mali. The European Union has received the 2012 Nobel Peace Prize at a ceremony in the Norwegian capital Oslo. It was awarded to the bloc in recognition of its post-war reconciliation and for stabilising Europe. The heads of the three main institutions, the European Council, the Commission and the Parliament, accepted the award. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso told the audience the EU would always stand for peace.
As a community of nations that has overcome war and fought totalitarianism, we will always stand by those who are in pursuit of peace and human dignity. And let me say it from here today, the current situation in Syria is a stain on the world's conscience, and the international community has a moral duty to address it.
Critics have said that Critics have said that the EU is undeserving of the prize. The former head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominic Strauss-Kahn, has settled his law case with the hotel maid who accused him of sexual assault. Nafissatou Diallo accused Strauss-Kahn of forcing her to perform a sexual act in a New York hotel room in 2011. Diallo launched the civil proceedings after prosecutors dropped criminal charges amid concerns over her credibility. The amount of the settlement has not been disclosed. Strauss-Kahn was not in court for the hearing, but Ms. Diallo was in attendance and made a brief statement after the ruling.
I just want to say I thank everyone who supported me all over the world. I thank everybody. I thank God. And God bless you all. Thank you very much.
Since Ms. Diallo's claims, other women have come forward with further allegations against Strauss-Kahn. The sexual assault accusations are widely seen to have ruined his chance of becoming the socialist presidential candidate in his native France. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. The European Union has moved one step closer to fully endorsing the Syrian opposition. In a meeting with the leader of the opposition in Brussels on Monday, EU foreign ministers said they recognise the group as legitimate representatives of the Syrian people. Previously, the EU had merely accepted the National Coalition of Syrian Revolutionary and Opposition Forces as representatives of the aspirations of citizens. Meanwhile, Germany has expelled four Syrian embassy employees. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle has defended the latest deterioration in ties between Berlin and Damascus.
We're sending a clear signal that we are keen to reduce our relations with the Assad regime to an absolute minimum. And we hope that signal reaches Damascus, of course.
Westerwelle declined to comment further on the reasons behind the timing of the move. The German steelmaker ThyssenKrupp has announced a record loss of 5 billion euros for the fiscal year ending in September. On Monday evening, the company said it had taken a 3.6 billion euro hit on the value of its Steel Americas unit, which had contributed to the heavy losses. The announcement marks a dramatic drop on last year's recorded loss of 1.8 billion euros. This is Charlotte Chelsenpil for Deutsche Welle News.